Good morning, Patrick. How you doing?
It's 5:30 in the morning. Great. How about yourself?
Out early myself. Headed up to the repeater site this morning to get some things done before things get too busy. So, figured I'd go up there while it's good and quiet. Need to be able to focus.
It's a good time for that. Hopefully it's nothing major you got to do.
Lightning strike about a week ago. I don't think it wasn't direct, but it was close enough that just kind of messed with things a little bit. Everything works, but things just a little bit off. But I mean, if you didn't notice to look for it, you wouldn't know it was there. But so yeah.
Take you too long to get it fixed and get back to your normal day.
Day of the week for you, ain't it?
Well, anyway.
Okay. How's the truck doing? Is it still holding up?
Holding up, but I've got some work I got to do to it. I'm just trying to get the funds and the opportunity all at one time.
You talk with Chris lately?
Last night, I got some goodies for him.
Good deal. Well, I talked with him last week or so. I need to go by there and visit with him, but I just hadn't had time. Daughter graduated from Clemson last week, and just watching, just enjoying my kids, watching them grow up, you know.
A busy year, hadn't she?
Some raised beds in the back at the house they're renting, and she's planted some tomatoes and cucumbers. So she calls me every other day or so, you know, just talking about her plants growing and this, that, and the other. And she's talking to me a couple of days ago, and she just said, I need some more boxes. Noah, when are you going to go out there and build those other boxes for me? And I thought, oh, man, it must be genetic.
Just getting ready to say, it must be born in them.
Just like her mama.
Figure it out soon enough.
Well, but, I don't know. Did you get to see the aurora last week from the magnetic storm?
Didn't get to see them at the house. Too many trees in the way. We went out Saturday night trying to see them and still couldn't find anywhere we could see it.
Non-existent the second night. But first night, Jerry got some amazing pictures. I mean, my gosh, it was just pink and red, and one of them looked just like an angel. You know, I mean, it was... I'll have to get the picture to you so you can see it.
I'd like to see them. I've got some friends that have been posting them on Facebook, and they've been a lot of them. Most everything was over toward Pickens and 6 Mile in that area that I've seen, Anderson, that I've seen.
Jerry went up to, he went up to the repeater site at White Oak, and that really clear field of view there, so that worked out pretty good, I guess.
You ought to be able to see pretty good to the north.
Did you participate in the SimplexNet the other night? I didn't hear you this time.
I heard two stations.
Well, Patrick, I'm going to lose you here real quick. I'm going up 14. I'm going to lose it all here just a little bit. KO4HKX, KO4NUE, 73. Nice talking to you, Patrick.
See you this morning, Chad. Don't be a stranger. KO4HKX, mobile.